In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Mary Willie Curry, age 89, of Snow Lane, Campbellsville, died Friday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by four sons and daughters-in-law, Larry and Geneva Curry, Steve and Phyllis Curry, Danny Curry, all of Campbellsville, Roy and Janet Curry of Louisville, six daughters and sons-in-law, Judy and Ronnie Turner, Linda and Philip Gowdy, Kay and James Johnson, Barbara Redman, all of Campbellsville, and Ed Johnson of Louisville, and Pamela and David Goatley of Maryland, 22 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, and four great-great grandchildren, two sisters, Luella Anderson and Dolores Kaufman, both of Louisville. Funeral services for Mary Willie Curry will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Pleasant Union Baptist Church with burial in the Pleasant Run Cemetery. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Dixie Ellen Sullivan, age 69, of Lebanon, died Friday at Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Home. She is survived by her husband, Richard Sullivan of Lebanon, one son, George Edward Sullivan of Lebanon, two grandchildren. Funeral services for Dixie Ellen Sullivan will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Old Liberty Cemetery at Brantfordsville. Mrs. Betty Ella Watson, age 85, of Louisville, a native of Taylor County, died Saturday in Louisville. She is survived locally by one daughter and son-in-law, Terry and Orville Martin of Greensburg, sisters Bernice Thompson, L.B. Meadows, and Pamela Janes, all of Greensburg, Violet Lynn Pike, Arlene Sneed, Patsy Sneed, Elizabeth Sneed, and Betty Lou Potter, all of Campbellsville, Mary Ruth Chapman of Russell Springs. Funeral services for Betty Ella Watson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Hiawatha Missionary Baptist Church in Louisville, with burial in Louisville. The Embry Boss Funeral Home on Preston Highway in Louisville is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Russell Odell Hancock, age 72, of the Exe community of Greene County, died Saturday in Elizabethtown. Survivors include his wife, Brenda Jones Hancock, two brothers, F.B. Hancock of Richmond, Maxwell Hancock and his wife, Carolyn of Greensburg, one brother-in-law, J.C. Davis of Greensburg, two very special friends, Royce Clark and Kenneth Morgan, both of Greensburg. Funeral services for Russell Odell Hancock will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greasy Creek Cemetery. Mrs. Ruby Cave, age 92, of Campbellsville, died Sunday in Loretta. Survivors include one daughter, Virginia Wood Kelly, one granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, all of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Ruby Cave will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial on the Brookside Cemetery. Mrs. Margie Lee Thornton Mitchell, age 75, of Greensburg, died Friday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in E-Town. She is survived by her husband, Paul Mitchell, three sons, Paul Allen and Billy Jean Mitchell, both of Campbellsville, Anthony Boo Mitchell of Greensburg, two daughters and sons-in-law, Deborah and Willie Coward and Sheila and Jamie Owens of Greensburg, one brother and sister-in-law, James Mann and Alberta Thornton of Greensburg, two sisters, Mary Miller of Greensburg, Nora Kenton Thornton of Indiana, 22 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Margie Lee Thornton Mitchell will be Thursday at noon Central Time at the Second Baptist Church in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens at Summersville. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Wednesday at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.